I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
How much are you guys following Kanye?
Oh, man, not much.
Yeah, I stopped right after I saw the Net and Yoohoo thing. I was like, done. This guy is weird.
The Net and Yoohoo?
Was it Alex Jones? He went on there and he was just, it was a man.
It was like really.
Yeah, it was a manic anti-Semitic tirade. And I'm like, whoa, what happened to him?
Let's do this from the Independent. Kanye West confirms Easy porn site on the way with provocative tweet.
It's Easy, as in the other ones are difficult?
With a Y.
Brad, will you explain this to the old man?
Kanye, Yeezy. That's what they call his shoes, too. Yeezys.
He's making a porn site branded after himself?
Yes.
Yeezy porn.
It's going to be him.
I don't know.
Just says it's on the way, right?
I mean, the people want to know.
Kanye West appears to have confirmed reports that he is setting up a pornography studio. TMZ first reported on Tuesday, 23rd of April, that the controversial rapper was in talks to launch an adult entertainment division of his Yeezy brand with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, Mike Maz. On Wednesday, West, who legally changed his name to Kanye.
Meh.
In 2021, shared a video on Twitter with the date and caption, Yeezy porn is blank.
So does this go like right next to his Christian music label? Same building?
I don't know. What do you make of it? Sad.
Yeah, like initial impression is why. But then right after that initial impression is, yeah, okay. Like it seems pretty much par for the course with Kanye. Just the craziest thing, the thing that you would never picture him doing, he's going to do that thing.
Like support Trump.
Exactly.
Which I said at the time, that Kanye West's support for Trump, in my mind, because I didn't believe it and buy into it enough, because it was never, his support for Donald Trump was never more about what Trump represented than it was about Kanye.
Yep.
And that's the consistent thing here, is that Kanye is always about Kanye. But I was interested in it. And, you know, when he said about Candace Owens, I like the way she thinks, or isn't that what the tweet was?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who looked at what Kanye was doing and in many ways were inspired by it. I mean, he like ripped himself away from the status quo. He complimented Candace Owens. He came out with an album that has a lot of Jesus music on it. And it's got some really good, like, Christian centered music on it. I've played it on the show before. But it was always a little too self-gratifying in my judgmental, like just as a consumer opinion, for me to be like, Kanye is it. Like, this is, like, we need to follow this guy. I mean, in the entire time he was supporting Trump, he was also talking about his own run for presidency.
Right.
Which was kind of the thing that made me go, this isn't all about that. It's riling up a lot of the right people, but I'm not a huge into the enemy of my enemy is my friend thing. That's not principled in my idea or in my mind. So I think it's really sad to watch this play out. I think that he has, I haven't paid any attention to him since like the Alex Jones thing, I think was already too far into me choosing to not pay any attention to what he has to say. But this is the complete 180 from where he was before to come out with a pornography site, because his whole thing with Kim Kardashian and his daughter was that he didn't want his daughter to be put in a position to be sexualized and wanted to protect her from all of that. And I agree with all of that stuff, but now you're going to do this. So, you know, if he's somebody who is experiencing mental episodes that are outside of his control, he's certainly being enabled, but he's still responsible for his own actions. So
I remember when that Christian album or whatever it was from Kanye came out, because you played a couple songs here. I mean, it's newsworthy, so of course we were gonna play it. It was a crazy thing.
Kanye West was supporting Trump, talking about modesty, and making Christian music.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you almost have to cover that no matter who you are, let alone us. And we were like going, what in the world? So, but I remember playing that, and it may have even been like a poll question of the day or something. It was before we were doing that. It was right around when we started, where you were asking, do you believe Kanye?
Like, is it legit?
Yeah, it was something like that. And I remember at the time thinking, I hope that I can.
You want to.
But I just don't know. And it's because of stuff like this. I will say, though, that Brad and I were having a conversation probably yesterday afternoon or the day before. And for whatever reason, Andy Kaufman came up.
Yes.
You remember this?
Yes.
I don't know what we were talking about, that we
Cheap
started
jokes.
Talking about Andy Kaufman. And the fact that he was willing to go out of his way to just do the most bizarre artistic things. There's an element of Kanye that does that I wish more artists would do. He's taken it to a level that I'm like, I don't really know what to make of it, which
well,
is maybe
like
the point.
The only purpose is shock.
Yeah, and if you get to that point, then you have to have some substance under the shock too. But I do wish that more artists would be willing to be risky, because it feels like we're living in a time when the only risk that artists are taking is, and you've said this before, stand-up comedians. They're going against the grain a little bit, and they're pushing the boundary to see how far they can go.
One of the quotes in this article on The Independent says, the article says, the news of West's latest endeavor will come as a surprise to some, after the rapper also claimed in 2022 that pornography addiction destroyed his family. And then they quote him saying, Hollywood is a giant brothel, pornography destroyed my family. I deal with the addiction. Instagram promotes it. Not going to let it happen to Northie in Chicago, his kids. He said of his children in an Instagram post. I mean, like, that's why you can't hang your principled ideals on an influencer, which is what we used to call people celebrities. Now they're influencers. You can't be like, see, look at Kanye. Because what Kanye would have been espousing at that point in time is a reflection of something that is principled, that is outside of and before and after Kanye. The principle is still the principle. The idea that we should glorify God, that's a principle I believe in. That's a fleeting principle that Kanye believed in. If we intersect in that moment in time, the principle is upheld. If we are not intersecting, the principle still exists. Mm-hmm. And you can't, you know, like people talk about celebrities and athletes a lot are like, you know, I shouldn't have to be a role model for kids. I got in this to play basketball. I got in this to play football, hit baseballs, whatever it is. I didn't get into this so that I could be a role model for kids. Now, you do need to understand that kids are always watching you. And then depending on what kind of integrity you have or crap human you are, you can do with those youthful eyes and that youthful gaze in whatever way you want to. But Taylor Swift's on TMZ right now, so of course she is. It's another prime example of something like that where I have defended Taylor Swift. I think she's an incredibly brilliant businesswoman. I think she's a talented writer. I think that she is her words are what she writes from words are talented. I think that she writes very talented, catchy songs. I don't think that she's a phenomenal singer, but I also don't think she's a terrible singer. I don't think that that's her draw. I think she has a very impactful way of telling stories that are not her stories, because when she tells them, they feel like your story or my story. And so it becomes relatable. People want to be attached to it, associated with it, whatever. I heard you guys talked about Ryan Recker, or with Ryan Recker, you talked about Taylor Swift a little bit. And I'm only bringing this up because we're talking about Kanye, and I almost feel like it would be irresponsible for me to not bring up Taylor Swift in the same context. Because I've told my kids, you're not listening to her new album. I've listened to, she has a channel on Sirius, and I've listened to her songs on a 25-minute car ride where it's just song after song after song. I don't know that it's in any order or whatever. I could not tell one song from the other.
That's funny.
I mean, and I know that a lot of people would say that about Taylor Swift, like, they don't sound the same. They don't, her songs don't all sound the same. And her, to use her phrase, eras of music are incredibly different. She's got kind of a folksy kind of music. She's got strong pop music. She's got country music, whatever. But the stories and the anecdotes that I was able to listen to myself are just soulless. It's vapid. The songs that I listen to back to back to back, because I know that my kids are, that, you know, Taylor Swift's new album out, it's double the songs that people thought it was going to be to begin with. And of course my kids are going to want to listen to it. And what I do is I try to consume it before they do so that I can say, this is why you can listen to it. This is the parts that you can listen to, or this is why you're not listening to it. And everything, 100% of what I heard felt hopeless and not intended, not written for my children. Mm. And Taylor Swift has the right to, the ability, the privilege to write music for whomever she wants to. She can write a whole album just for herself. She's literally a billionaire. If she wants to put out an album and do it because that's what she wants to do, she has absolutely earned that right. But I felt like the consumption of the music that she put out this time was specifically to say, I can do whatever I want. I can tell whatever story I want. I don't have to fit in any single one of your boxes. I can tell a story like the Fortnite one, which is with Post Malone. Mm-hmm. It's just about neighbors who live next to each other who are incredibly unhappy in their marriages. They have like a 2-week affair. They hate each other's spouses because the other person's spouse is kind of in the way of what they want. And then the neighbor moves away to Florida, and then she just hates life. Why does my daughter need to hear that?
Yeah.
She just doesn't. Is that a real story? Is that something that there is a 37-year-old woman or a 40-year-old woman out there who can relate to? 100%. I don't really feel like when you heard that song, you'd be like, she sees me. I maybe would. I don't know. I'm not in that situation. But I'm just listening to it going, what is this for? And if the answer is, it's not for me, and it certainly isn't for my daughters, just no. It doesn't mean that I'm going to go out there and like try to just like, Taylor Swift does not care what I think. I still think she's a smart businesswoman. I've read some of the other lyrics, and then I've heard some of the other lyrics. She is I don't, again, and this is the whole point. I should have said this earlier. When Kanye is out there talking about God and writing Christian music or God-centered music and talking about modesty and how you should be the protector of your children, those are good things. But they have it. They are not good things in any way, shape, or form because Kanye said them. When Taylor Swift is out there talking about young girls and relating to young girls or college-age girls or 30-year-old girls or whatever, and it hits and it makes sense, that's good. That's fine. Whatever kind of empowerment she's handing over when she's doing that, I'm all for that. I want my daughters to have somebody who they can look up to and see, like, this woman did it, this woman did it, this woman did it. First and foremost, that's my job as her mother to make sure she has somebody to look up to who knows how to show her what the priorities in life need to be. And when I fail, which I do all the time, to explain that I'm a failure in these regards, I'm also forgiven and I'm going to work to be better. But if you use a Taylor Swift to exemplify things that are good and right, Taylor Swift is going to let you down mm-hmm. every time. If you use me as somebody to show your child, or for me to show my child, like, this is what you need to do to be good and right, I am going to let you down. I guarantee you I'm going to let you down, probably way more frequently than I even want to admit. So where do those principles and morals come from? It can't be Kanye West, because Kanye West is going to create Yeezy porn. And that is, like, the most dramatic example of what we're talking about that I can think of. But if Taylor Swift lets you down, of course she was. We all let each other down. The principles, the priorities, the values that we have to come from something bigger and more important than some influencer who is always selling you something. Every single time.
Yep.
And for this album, for the Taylor Swift album, it's a huge disappointment for me. I don't think that the music is that great. The songs do not distinguish themselves from one another. And it's just so, like, vapid is the best way I can describe it. It's just sad. It's very blah to depressing. But I didn't need Taylor Swift's album to be great. I'm just going to move on. And so are my kids.
Yeah, the truth exists outside of a person or even the idea of a person. You know, I mean, these things are public personas of people, but the truth exists outside of them. So whether it's somebody who's going to constantly let you down, like Kanye West, or whether it's somebody who you're like, actually, that person's done a pretty good job, like Kirk Cameron or something, you know, like, regardless, you're not believing in a person. Those ideas exist outside because the truth exists outside of a person.
Yeah.
And it has to. Otherwise, you're constantly going to judge truth based on your own feelings, mm-hmm. the way that things are happening to you, your own experiences, and maybe others, when that is not the case at all. The truth has to exist outside of you.
I honestly have a pretty hefty level of pity for Kanye West, because mm-hmm. I feel like that dude needs help, and he's maybe too big to fail in the dollars and cents of it. Like, I don't know how you influence that person and help get them the help that they need.
Yeah, he's probably surrounded by a whole lot of people who just give him a thumbs up to whatever he wants to do.
Yeah. Let's talk real quick about the YouTube live chat poll. I'll see if I can find something fun for us to talk about as well, outside of Yeezy porn. Can Trump win New York? That's the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Let us know what you think. If he could turn the state of New York red, he's going to be spending a lot of time there. What do you think? Has Joe Biden, has Governor Hochul, have the people of New York had enough of the Democratic policies that are dragging it down? And could Trump be the solution for it? On the Annie Fry YouTube.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
YouTube channel, you can vote. Leave a comment if you so choose. We'll be right back.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Hello, Trisha.
Hello, Annie and crew.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's going
on? Hi, Trisha.
Oh, hi, crew.
Thank you. You can call me Jay. Jay Crew. It's a brand.
Are we going to keep going?
No. That?
I said hi like 3 times. I thought that was about okay, two I'm, times
I'm
too many.
Just, I'm going to move on here. Star Wars novice sought to watch 9 films for $1,000. The website Finance Buzz is seeking someone who has never seen a single Star Wars movie to watch every film in the Skywalker saga for $1,000. We're looking for someone who's brand new to the franchise, a first-timer to the Force, a true young Jedi, to rate and evaluate the saga from an outsider's perspective. Applications are being accepted through May the 4th.
Cool. May the 4th. Do you know that my 7-year-old's daughter, she's going to turn 8 on May 3rd? And I specifically had her induced on May 3rd so she wouldn't be born on May 4th.
So you wouldn't
no
have to
way,
hear that
really?
Her entire
Facts.
Life.
Yes.
Wow.
My dad was adamant that we wait for September, May.
This is a long
wow,
wait.
That is a long wait.
He's so demanding.
Your dad's
absolutely
like, you can
not.
Keep her as
May
3rd. I need her to be 30 pounds at birth, minimum.
He wanted me to wait until May 5th so it would be Cinco de Frio.
So you're like, any time before this.
Almost dad thing ever.
Change the yeah. birth of your daughter so that I can have this phrase.
Yes. I think she was due on May 8th. And so I was in the clear at 49. How many weeks? 39 weeks. Gosh, it's been a minute. I've done it so much. My children have sucked all my brain cells out of my body. But no, it was wait until May the 5th. At risk of going into labor on May the 4th. And I was like, absolutely not. Get this thing out. She's born on May 3rd.
My question was, are you okay with Star Wars?
Yes.
That's for Brad.
But
we're all like it. Yeah. We all like it, Brad.
No.
Not that much, though.
No. I don't have a problem with Star Wars. My kids like Star Wars.
Brad's just chomping at the bit to get in here.
Yeah. My children... Multiple, Jensen couldn't care less, but my son and my oldest daughter like to watch Star Wars together. My husband is indifferent completely. My dad watched them. It was like you hear about the people who saw them in the 70s and 80s?
Yep. Early late 80s, 70s. Late 70s.
Come out and like the huge deal that it was. So I grew up with those original ones as like a staple in the household. But as it is with anything, there is a point at which I'm okay with being a big fan. Mm-hmm. And then you cross over that, and then I'm like, okay, this is where I part. You do you, boo.
There's some guy who's 55 years old who has never seen one of these because he's like, I know that this is going to pay off someday.
One day I'll make $1,000.
I'm going to make $1,000 now.
It seemed kind of low to find the one guy that hasn't seen them.
Yeah, seems like something you'd do, Ryan.
It does seem like something I'd do and still declare it a victory even though I was embarrassed about it. Thank
Brad,
you, Brad.
Do you want to say anything about this?
No, I just don't like the Disney trilogy. Other than that, I like Star Wars.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah.
He approaches it so academically. We're like, this guy's a dummy. He's going to get $1,000. And Brad's like, well, I enjoy the trilogy.
New Orleans restaurant puts cicada salad on the menu.
You can put your pipe down now, Brad.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Like smoke. Well, anyway.
You aren't supposed to smoke your in here.
Sorry.
Put this next story
crack
in your
pipe.
I've been smoking.
What?
How do you talk about the non-crack pipe? Like, if I mention pipe to my kids, I don't know that they would even think. Like, nobody smokes a pipe anymore.
Except for Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like.
I'm trying to be intelligent.
If you talk about pipes, like, I think that it's just known that you'd be talking about crack pipe now, right?
I think if I just say pipe, my kids are probably thinking like.
Like Nintendo, Super
no,
Mario?
No, not even that. They're probably thinking like, oh, let's flush him down the toilet pipe, you know? I don't think they're thinking like
your kids
smoking
aren't
a pipe.
Crack.
I don't think they're thinking about crack.
If I was talking about smoking a pipe.
Okay.
My mind goes to a weed pipe first. So I don't know, with weed becoming more common, if I'm alone in that. And if I am, then I didn't say it.
I'm going to just be honest and tell you I didn't know you could smoke weed from a pipe.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about weed.
She's familiar
I know a lot about crack.
She's familiar with a marijuana cigarette.
I've just seen too much of Hunter Biden's laptop, and I'm not proud to
fair
say
point,
it.
Fair point. We all know more about crack than we should these days.
But is there a word for that pipe?
I think it's just a pipe. Tobacco pipe.
Man, that's a
tobacco
shame.
Tobacco pipe. Corn cob pipe.
Yeah.
But those are the corn cob.
Button nose.
Like Frosty the
Two eyes man. Made out of coal.
Shut up.
Getting a lot of mileage out of this
pipe
story.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, we didn't prepare.
I didn't either, so this is great. Keep going.
Anywho.
New Orleans restaurant put cicada salad on the menu. Yeah. Here we go again. Ahead of the emergence of trillions of cicadas, a restaurant called Audubon Insectarium. In New Orleans, has long served up an array of alternative insect-based treats at their Bug a Petite Cafe overlooking the Mississippi
Bug
River. Bug a Petite Cafe overlooking the Mississippi River. They're going to add a new salad to the menu here shortly.
That's not even a play on words.
But we've discussed
that's the problem with the story. Thank you for pointing that out.
We've discussed not wanting to eat bugs, but since the story is in New Orleans, I'm wondering, are you okay with Mardi Gras?
I've never been. I know it's a huge, St. Louis is the second biggest in the probably world. Never been. I have been to New Orleans in high school. We went for a youth gathering.
It's a weird place to gather as youths.
It's the right place.
That is a weird place to have our youth conference there.
Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is having their youth gathering in New Orleans again in 2025, which is going to be
interesting. I've heard New Orleans is incredible.
Yeah. It was fun. It was in the Superdome. Is the Superdome still there?
I think so.
It was pre-Katrina that we went to do this youth group thing at the Superdome. Might have been like 2001, maybe. I think they go every 3 years. And it was crazy to have been in the Superdome and then watch Katrina happen and then to have been in these places. But I love New Orleans. Mardi Gras, that's a lot of people. Go back to Wiggins America where Ryan was telling us how to make new friends. And I was like, why do we need more friends?
Good.
And then you added Mardi Gras. It's like a little too much for me.
I'm really good.
Yeah.
Somebody might try to touch
you. You could walk up to somebody at Mardi Gras, for
and say,
instance.
How would you approach them at Mardi Gras?
I've enjoyed getting to know you. Let's make plans to hang out more often.
That's the first thing you say.
They will not remember.
That's number five on the list.
And they'd be like, you're my best friend.
You're my best friend. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, woo, beans. I was pulling my shirt up. You couldn't see that on the radio.
Yeah, I couldn't. I could see it here. It was terrible.
So we're okay with it, but not for us.
Yeah, go have fun, people.
By the way, if you're gonna gonna smoke a pipe, why would you smoke a corn cob pipe? Because the purpose in smoking a pipe is to look intelligent.
No, it's not true.
No, the purpose of smoking a pipe is to smoke tobacco.
No, it's
and the
to
people
look
that smoked out of corn cob pipe. Hold on, let me get my pipe here. The people that smoked out of corn cob pipes
really
were the people that lived on
that
farms
inside.
And they made their own pipes, and that's how the corn cob pipe came about.
Back then. But now, you don't have to do that.
It's not really that popular.
You can just go to a
now.
Pipery.
I don't have it. Don't look at me, Trisha. I got nothing.
All right.
A pipery, he said.
You okay, Annie?
No. Don't bring my name into this nonsense. Hey!
There.
Tourist mauled while taking selfie with a bear. Two Scottish tourists in Romania came across.
Good thing it wasn't a local.
Across a couple of brown bears and decided to stop their car to get a selfie.
So they got out of their car.
They didn't. Here's the quote: "I thought he wanted to be friends. The bear came.
What did you say to him in order to make friends, Ryan? How did that go?"
He said, "Number four, it was great to meet you. I'd
like,
love to stay in touch
bear,
if you're
hold on,
open
just a
to
second.
It. How would you like to stay connected, Mr. Bear?"
And then.
The bear came, wanted to get in the car, but instead of being friends, he started to get in the car and bit one of the humans.
And they died?
No, non-life-threatening injuries. They're fine. They're dumb.
They're not fine.
They're fine.
Yeah.
Like, they have to go on existing.
I like how it says the bear wanted to get in the car, which kind of tracks with the, like, do you want to be friends thing, when really what the bear wanted to do was look for food that could include the humans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My question is, Annie, are you okay with gummy bears? I don't know.
No.
What?
No? You're not a gummy bear fan?
I thought we were friends. Blake made me think of you. I've been meaning to reach out. How have you been?
Gummy
bears. I said that to you today. I said many of these friendship things to you today, and then do you this to me?
Do you remember yesterday when you said you were going to do this story today?
Yeah, I did.
Do you remember the phrase I would say if someone came up to me and was like, hey, do you want to be friends?
I don't remember.
Well, I can't
say
it on the air. Do you remember?
No, once you say it, I will. I don't remember.
I got to hit the dump button if
Two
she says
words.
It.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Fart no.
I didn't say that.
Florida iguana gets stuck in a water slide. Fart. Lays 30 eggs in a resort swimming pool.
And what? Wait, who? What was it?
A female iguana was recently removed from a Miami resort swimming pool.
I'm going to send this to my sister-in-law. She hates anything lizardy.
After laying more than 24 eggs on its water slide. Humane Iguana Control was called. Humane Iguana Control was called, and the iguana and her eggs were removed safely. Fun fact, iguanas have become more invasive in South Florida and can lay up to 70 eggs at a time.
How big are they?
Like bird's eggs, I would say.
So not like
picture.
Not like a frog egg would be just like little bubbly.
No,
like
it's more like if you saw like a nest of bird's egg that was just like sitting at the bottom of a swimming pool.
Another fun fact, when you lay eggs on a water slide, they don't stay there.
They go right down, but the iguana
did. They end up
at
the bottom of the pool.
Where do you lay your eggs, Ryan?
She appeared to be stuck in the filter while the eggs were at the bottom of the pool.
Okay.
Interesting.
I tried to lay an egg on a water slide once, and it was not an egg.
Did you poop on one? Why are you laughing so hard? Stop.
I'm picturing
it was not
myself
funny for the other
squatting
resort goers.
Squatting at the top of a water slide. Don't worry about it. I'm laying an egg.
He's gone.
It's gone. He also cannot go back to that resort. Annie, are you okay with iguanas?
As long as they're not by me.
Okay.
Kind of like Ryan. Trish is giving me the rap sign.
I don't have anything that's going to top that poop story.
Can we also just point out that all day today, Fox News has been covering in the morning the Supreme Court stuff, and in the afternoon, this New York, the Alvin Bragg case. And there has been this, their commercial breaks have the commercials up there, but they have a picture of a building in New York City.
Yes.
And it says New York v. Trump continuing coverage. And I'm just like, is New York City going somewhere during this commercial break?
You got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, I don't know what the equivalent of that is to radio, but whatever it is, give me some suggestions. We'll put Ryan on it.
There's a producer going, hang on, the shadow on the building's moving.
It's like a sundial to tell you what time it is
what
in New York City.
What could possibly happen with that image?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Question results when we come back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Gosh, I pretty much got nothing. There's a lot of talk about pipes going on in the YouTube live chat.
Is there? Ooh, I missed that.
How much on a scale, like, if you were to grade your knowledge of weed and marijuana usage, Ryan, what kind of grade would you give yourself?
Compared to you?
No, 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 no. Just.
Compared to anybody?
Yes, society.
A one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, rude. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Probably accurate.
Yeah.
Brad?
I'm very low on that scale.
You're really going to make me answer this question? Probably
expert.
An A minus.
An A minus?
Yeah.
From what? From
family.
Like understanding being around people who are like that.
A lot of friends that were potheads.
What I know, oh my gosh, by the way, go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Can Trump win New York? Because it is close. You have the ability to affect the outcome. What I know about weed is the incredibly intrusive and disgusting confrontation that happens everywhere I go when you're just minding your business and you're like, oh my gosh, that's right, that's legal now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how frequently, if you're consuming it, I mean, the only way you're smelling it is if it's being smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if I'm grading myself, I'm an F minus minus on understanding and knowledge. And when it came to the questions and the decisions on legalizing it, I couldn't intellectually argue one way or the other. I did research on it because I was trying to come to a place where I would have an answer on this question, because I have an answer on a lot of every question, but I didn't have one on this. And the more I researched marijuana and the uses of it, both medicinally and recreationally, I cannot look at marijuana and say no and look at alcohol and say yes. Alcohol seems to be much more destructive than marijuana when abused.
I understand.
And alcohol is legal. So I kind of feel like if at the end of this, what's going to end up happening is prohibition. It's going to be my fault. I don't want to be that person.
We tried that already.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No.
So I don't know what it is, but before weed was legal, if I'd walk past somebody and smell it on somebody, which was less frequent, by the way.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, that guy's doing something there. I know what you're doing. Now I walk past somebody and I go, ugh. Like I totally turn my nose up now that it's legal, which doesn't make any sense. But it was like you were outlaw before and now you're just smoking weed because everybody smokes weed.
Well, the libertarian argument for it was always it's just me and it's only me. I'm only bothering me. And what do you care? And for that, I'm like, well, you got a point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, last Friday, my wife and I went to a show at the pageant, and we couldn't walk down Delmar Avenue, or is it Boulevard?
What are you looking at me for? I don't know.
We couldn't walk down the loop without smelling pot. The whole thing smells like pot. I was going home one day from work, and the dude's car's sunroof looked like a chimney from the amount of pot that they were smoking. It's so intrusive that, no, it's not just you. You're bothering people.
So the usage, like the legal application of it, I don't care. I mean, if it's not my problem, I really don't care. I can see somebody who's throwing their life away on alcohol, on hard drugs, on weed.
Yeah.
I can watch you throw your life away and go, that's a shame. I also don't want my tax dollars to go pay for your college degree that you're not using because you'd rather be at home smoking dope or whatever. But there are ways, if you feel like you need that, or if you feel like it doesn't even have to be a need, because from what I understand, is it recreationally legal in both places?
Yep.
Missouri and Illinois. So okay, you want to, like, you don't have to have a actually I kind of think it's worse if you have like an anxiety need to drink a beer. Like if you just want to drink a beer because you like beer and it relaxes you a little bit and you just enjoy it, and you're doing it responsibly, and it's not affecting anyone else. What does that have to do with me at all? It doesn't. But I don't want to smell it all the time when I'm driving down the highway.
Yeah.
Like, that's why is it that is allowed? And how would you even, like, literally police the puff of smoke that you drive through down the highway? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I know. And to the libertarian argument again, if you are in a building, usually if you live in a building that other people are in, you are not containing the smoke to your room or to your apartment.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Whereas alcohol, it will. I can't smell the alcohol coming out of your room. I can definitely smell the pot coming out of your room.
Mm-hmm.
And if I live a floor above it, I'm smelling it all day.
Or down.
below it. Either way.
Or if I work below it.
I guess it depends on which way the person blows the smoke. Up or down?
I struggle with it because until it was legal, it was never my problem.
Yeah.
And now that it's legal, it's like you can't go out into public and be around people. I mean, it's like 50% of the time. My kids even know.
Oh, mine too.
But wasn't that the agreement? We won't make it your problem. Just let us do it legally. We won't make it your problem. And it is our problem now. It is something that we have to deal with. It's an inconvenience. And I know there are probably people out there like, oh, it can't smell that bad. It doesn't matter.
Let me take it one step further. I have cystic fibrosis. I cannot be around smoke. I've never smoked. I can't smoke. I can't be around it. It's terrible for my health and my lungs.
So like...
And yet, if I'm in a building where somebody has smoked weed, I can smell it, and I am just subject to it all day.
Well, here's the other thing, too. If you want to do it, and that's your prerogative, and it's legal, and that's all that stuff, okay. But again, let's go back to that original agreement where you remove it from being my problem. So be courteous about people that don't want to smell, don't want to smoke. Just be courteous of those people.
Mitch on YouTube says, a weed pipe is called a bowl. A crack pipe is called a stem. A meth pipe is called a bubble. Don't ask me how I know this. I just watch a lot of documentaries.
Mm.
Okay, Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mitch.
He's wearing sunglasses in his profile
picture. That's not even what I want to know. I don't want to know what those are called. Mitch, what's the one what's the refined one that the cartoon detective?
That Sherlock Holmes smoked?
That's who it is.
The cartoon detective.
I know very little about pipes and Sherlock Holmes.
C.S. Lewis smoked a pipe. He said everybody should smoke a pipe because it gives you time to think before you answer. So he would come into a room, somebody would ask him a question.
But did he say what kind of pipe?
I'm pretty sure he was talking
no,
about
and
no,
did
no,
he
no.
solve mysteries?
He didn't say what kind, did he?
I saw his pipe. It's a tobacco pipe. That doesn't mean that's what he was smoking
it's
out
a corn
of it.
Pop.
And did his hat.
Corn pop pipe.
Oh,
and did
no.
his hat have two bills, one in the front and one in the back?
Probably cost two bills. YouTube live chat poll. Could Trump win New York, Ryan?
No. I would love to say yes to this poll. And I do think he'll make it competitive. I don't think he can win it.
Brad?
I don't think he will win it, but I think he can win it.
Katie says, yes, Trump can win New York. I'm not pessimistic enough to believe either of the two major candidates can be counted out of contention this early. I like that take. Chris says, yes, New York is just as fed up as the rest of the U.S. The mainstream media would never tell you that. And Dirk says, I chose no. An area of New York elected AOC. They elected Hillary and the current New York mayor. Trump could poo gold and
yeah,
pay
an
off
egg.
The national debt or an egg on a water slide. With it, New York voters would still reject him. The YouTube poll, y'all voted over 200 votes. 56% said no, but 44% said yes, which I think is the takeaway here. 44% of you said you think that Trump can win New York. I almost think that's enough to say, why don't you give it a try? Stick around, the Mark Rudin Show coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.